My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about seven critical marketing roles for 2022. So Neil, what is number one?
Number one is you need to have someone who is a data scientist. With ads increasing in cost, marketing taking longer to get, you need someone who can give you data on things like LTV, because you have to optimize for the long game. Optimizing for the short game of marketing doesn't work as well as it used to 2-3 years ago, even a year or two ago, especially after COVID. Prices for advertising just skyrocketed. So you need a data scientist person to just really help you optimize for your long game. And to do that, you need to know your numbers really well, because the last thing you want to do is make marketing decisions off of bad data.
All right, number two, blog content repurposer. So if you're trying to drive more SEO traffic, and if you're creating, let's say, content on this podcast, or you're creating content on YouTube, that's fine. But can you go out there? Can you go to a site like problogger.net, go to their job board and hire a great blog writer that can help you create 1500 to 2000 word blog posts? And then you can start to drive some SEO traffic, depending on what you're talking about, right? Now, the content's got to be pretty good, though, but it does end up working out for the long term. And blog content repurposing is becoming more and more of a full-time role.
Number three, international translation. So you need to start hiring people who focus in different regions. One of the best ways to grow your traffic is internationally. Majority of the people in this world do not speak English. SEO is the most competitive in English. Focus on some of the other languages. Even if the GDP is not as high in some of those regions, there's tons of money to be made.
Number four, community manager. So community management, I really recommend reading the book by David Spinks. It's called The Business of Belonging. And he actually helps run a company called Bevy. He's actually VP of community over there. But the whole idea around community management, it's basically how I see social media as a role in 2010. Community is going to be a mechanism for driving engagement, driving more customer acquisition, and driving more retention, right? So there's going to be a lot packed in there and probably more. So community management is going to be huge. And I think we're going to see a big influx of chief community officers long-term.
Number five, creativity. So if your marketers aren't creative, you're not going to do as well. You need to hire at least one marketer who's super creative and can think outside the box. The reason for this is a lot of the numbers may not make sense on ad estimations, how long it takes to get SEO results. And when I mean ad estimation, I'm talking about costs. So you want someone who can think outside the box to help you generate that ROI and get you the results faster, because the status quo is not acceptable.
All right. Number six, last one from my side, is content creator. So I really recommend going to type in VaynerMedia content creator job description, and you will find a job description where they go very broad what the content creators are looking for. So what that really means is, are you good at maybe Snap? Are you good at TikTok? Are you good at YouTube? Are you good at Twitter? Are you good at Instagram? Because what happens is you can't expect one social media person to be good at everything natively. You're really looking for specialists at this point, right? So what they're doing is they're just saying, hey, look, if you're good at one of these channels, or if you're good at a channel that we don't know about, reach out to us, show us your work, okay? And then we'll think about hiring you. And maybe it's going to be like a 3-month test. And then maybe we'll hire you full-time after that. So there's a lot of people that are really good at these channels. And I think the new way of doing this, again, is looking for specialists.
Last but not least, number seven, conversion optimization. Even though it's not a sexy topic, and we know this because every time we create podcasts around conversion optimization or blog posts, they don't do as well from a view count perspective. It's important. With rising costs, you got to optimize for conversions. Make sure you have that in your arsenal or within your team.
All right. If you want more stuff around growing your marketing or growing your business, starting or growing your business, we got some secrets for you. MarketingSchool.io/training. It's a free training for you, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badeda. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.